John Capone. John's from the Lord's Prayer Ministry, and he is one of the missionaries we Family Church support on a monthly basis. And so he's here visiting and is going to be ministering this morning. I could tell you more, but I'm sure he'll already say it. So we just want to welcome John this morning and pray blessing over what the Lord has given him this morning to share with us at Family Church.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. So happy to be here this morning. What a blessing to be back home and to see all of you wonderful people. I want to say thank you to Pastor Hans and all of you great people. It's been 2 years since I was here, but through that, God has been faithful in all that he does. This morning, as we were worshiping, the Lord just laid on my heart for us to pray for Pastor Hand as a congregation. And I'm going to lead that, so if he can come up here, they can bring him. And I'm going to lay hands on him. Believe in God for healing, complete healing. We know it has started, but I believe that God wants to do something instant and for good. So we're going to pray for him this morning. I ask the church leadership to come, and we're going to join hands, trusting God this morning for a miracle. And the reason I believe in miracle, because I am the living testimony of miracles, miracles. So this morning, I believe that if God can do it for me, he can do it for hands. Amen, church? And if you're sitting there, I'd love for you to stretch your hands towards our brother this morning as we pray for him. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When evil men come against me to divert my flesh. When my enemy and my foe attacked, they would stumble and fall. Though an army beset me, my heart would not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then would I be confident. Father, in the name of Jesus, in that precious name, I ask you right now, Jesus, that you move in your power, in the mighty name of Jesus, from his feet to his head, we command healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning that you are the same God who is able to restore broken pieces, Lord. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that we have the opportunity to call that God's name into the life of hands this morning. Mighty God, restore him. Get him back on his feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we believe it that you are done already. This Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Healing, Lord, take place right now, Lord. We thank you. We give you honor and glory for hearing us this morning. And in Jesus' name, may the church say. In Jesus' name, may the church say. Amen. 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 Blessing and honor to our God, who is so faithful in all things. I bring greetings to you from Liberia, West Africa, and I want to say thank you for supporting us and our children in Liberia and God has been faithful. I was just thinking back, this is my 27th year in Liberia. And through these 27 years, God has been so faithful. And I feel what he called me to do in Liberia is happening. And at a greater pace, and I'm just grateful that God remained the God that we know through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As an update, TLP is blessed with those little children that you started supporting 27 years ago. Many of the kids are now successful people, and they are taking leadership in Liberia. As I told you, God called me to go back to Liberia to train and build the next leadership. Godly leadership that would change the course of Liberia. And God is doing that. And I can boast as a father to these children, some of which we took babies. I remember my son Nat, he was a baby. We used to bathe in the tub and put diapers on him. They are all grown up now. And the generation that we started with, now I have two of my sons who are now pastors, and they are pastoring a very great church in Liberia. Praise the Lord. And I don't do much of pastoral work again, so thank God. And three of my children, they are now medical doctors, a girl and two boys. Children that we took from nowhere. My daughter, who's a doctor now, she's a handicap, but she's so determined. She said, Dad, I want to be a doctor. And she started very smart, and now she's a medical doctor. What a glory. And God has also blessed me with lots of teachers, lab technicians, a police officer. That's what I like most. I got a police officer. Hey, a lawyer. I got a lawyer, too. So now no one plays with me. God is just good. I can go on and go on and how good it is. And these children, they're all taking leadership in Liberia. And God is using them so, so mightily. I just want to share that with you this morning. What a great God. A great father to the fatherless. My daughter, one of my daughters, when we got her during the heat of the Civil War, her mother got killed. I talk about that girl so much because as many as there are, some of them, they have a very deep testimony. And this little baby at the time, she was about a year and a half, and her mom got shot in the head, and she was lying there, and the little baby was nursing from her mother's breast, and then someone rescued her, hoping to find out relatives, and up to date, we have not found. But she's a grown lady now, a businesswoman. What a good God that is. And I remember my daughter, when she was graduating from medical school in 2025, she said something to me that I still remember. She's, when the party was going on, everybody dancing, she came, she hugged me, and she started to cry on my shoulder. And she said, Dad, I want to thank you. And I said, for what? She said, I want to thank you, Dad. And she started to weep. And she said, Dad, where could I have been if you were not going to come to Liberia? And that touched me a lot. And I told her, I said, you know what? The God that we serve, he knows it before we were even born. He knows what lies ahead of us. This is a little refugee, John Payorn. Years ago, ended up in a refugee camp, went through all the disaster that you know of, standing in the execution line and waiting for my turn to be killed, and God saved my life from there, took me through the butchers, and no food, no family, and he still kept me still and have life in me. And I traveled throughout and from refugee camps to refugee camps, and God was with me and ended up in South Africa. And many of you that follow my story, I remember when I got to South Africa, I was arrested by the immigration, and they threw me in jail. And you know what happened in that jail? 12 persons came to Christ because of me being put in jail. 12 persons came to Christ. And as soon as those 12 persons came to Christ, I was set free, and I live in South Africa. And as the story goes, as a revision, I got pretty sick in South Africa, and I almost died. I had 4 surgery on my lower spine, and there was no hope. This is why I believe in so much healing, and I believe God can do it. And I remember that after the 4th surgery, things deteriorated, and then the 5th surgery was due. And we went on a Thursday and did X-ray, and my 2 lower spines were all completed, gone. Nothing was there. The next day was a Friday that I was supposed to go for the surgery, and the doctor told me it's 50-50, and I don't understand what that word means. But I came home pretty broken. I was crying. I said, God. So the doctor said, I'm going to be sitting in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. And I said, no, God. I'm a Pentecostal preacher, and I believe in healing. So I'm not going to sit in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. And that night, I received my healing. Some 7 years ago, God healed me. Never bite pain since that time. Instantly. We went to the hospital on Friday, and I told the doctor that I'm healed, and he couldn't believe what I was saying. And literally, they took me into the X-ray room and did an X-ray on Friday. And I still remember that guy looked at the Thursday X-ray and looked at the Friday X-ray, and he couldn't believe that I was healed. But that's how God works. Restore the broken pieces. I believe so much in healing. And after all of these things, God brought me to Canada as a refugee, immigrant, and I stayed here and went to school and all that. And then the Lord said to me, you have to go back to Liberia to be a blessing to your people. I couldn't understand. Up to now, I'm like, this God can teach people. But I did. I went. And today, glory to God for obedience. God is doing great things in Liberia. As the children grow older, new ones are coming. And those are the ones that I want to share with you this morning. Right now, the Lord's Prayer Ministry is a very interesting place. We have become a place of rescue. As you notice in our world, so many evils kind of going on now. One of the big things in Africa right now is human trafficking. If you watch the news, a couple days ago, there were 60,000 people trying to cross into Spain from Morocco. Well, these guys go, and whatever they got, they tell people, I can send you to Canada, I can send you to America, I got a job there for you, and then they take money from these people, and then they put in a group and try to force them to get on this little boat and push them into Europe. Terrible. In Liberia, many of these people right now, what they do lots of human sacrifices as well, so they take these little babies and sell them for human sacrifice. A year and a half ago, we were called as a ministry to go and rescue 14 children, all in the age from 3 to 0. And these children were being trafficked out of Liberia to Mali, and mostly for human sacrifice. Babies. 6 of the kids were still wearing diapers. It was kind of scary when we went and got them. That night, the 4 of them almost died. And that's where we really pray. Get medication, and we're praying, God, let this not be. I want to be a testimony. And God saved those children. And now they are beautiful children with us. 14 babies that were trafficked, rescued, and now they are our babies. And when we went through the court, the mothers, some of the ladies that were doing the trafficking, she gave birth in the jail. And the government, the judge said, you're not worth being a mother. So she took the baby, 3 months old baby, gave me the baby. And my daughter is now about 6 months. Very, very sweet little thing. You're going to see her face. We call her Clara. The story goes on with all the things that the evil is trying to do in our world. We also have a son who his mother, he's about 14 years now, his mother and father got into a fight in a room in the house, and there were only 3 there. And the father overpowered the mother and killed the mother with machete right before the little boy. And that boy, he was so traumatized. But we got him and worked with him, and he's now our son. And there's a little daughter of mine, 7 years old. They call her Ghost Time. The witch doctor told this guy to bring human blood, a virgin blood, so that it could make him rich. So he went and took this little baby from the neighbor's house when no one was looking, and took this girl and took her into the open and started chopping her all over. As he chopped it, squeezed the blood. He squeezed out her, when you see her, all here, he chopped and squeezed the blood all to her private area. He did all that nonsense. And after doing that, he led her to die. But God being God, someone heard this little child cry, and they went and rescued her. And we took her to the hospital. Now she's one of the most beautiful girl or baby that God has given me. And my daughter, God's time, God is so blessing her to give her another chance. So many sad stories. But we have to be there for them. We have to be there to give them hope in the future. We have to be there to break the chain. We have to be there to be father to them, to make sure that God remains God in their lives. If many of you remember the story of Jesus about the 99 sheep, one at a time means a lot to us. And we've been standing there. Evil, real evil people. But praise God, there's a chance to give a child a hope and a future. I'm confident that our God remains the same God, and he will continue to be the same God. As a pastor, when I sometimes think, what can I say to people about this God? And it's just a few words that I'd like to share with you, and then I'm going to show you a 3 minutes video this morning. And those 3 words kind of catches my heart to see God more than I have seen him in the past. If you have your Bible with you, turn with me to the book of Psalm 27, as we read this morning in the scripture verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Or whom should I be afraid when evil men advance against me to divert my flesh? When my enemy and my foe attacks, They stumbled and fall. I may be sick, me in my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I be confident. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning that our eyes can be opened to see Jesus. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit. I notice you are already here. But Lord, open our hearts and our minds and our soul that we will commune with you. May this day be a different day, not ordinary days. And only to your glory and honor, in Jesus' name. Amen. I could go on and on sharing of God's goodness to all of us here. And many times it gets kind of like repeating what you are saying. And if you're not too sure if you're getting the result. But for me, one of the things that kind of make me to stand firm in this God is I have seen him and I know him and I know what he can do. Like in the book of Job, one of the things that Job struggled with, I'm sure when you are ill and sick and talking tribulation in your life, one of the things you struggle with is balancing your faith in a place that you know that God remains God, no matter what you go through and how you go through this circumstance that you find yourself. He struggled like any other person. But there comes a time when you see it and you know that this God is more than what you think in your mind. He's bigger. He's greater. He's powerful. No matter how forceful the enemy may come, he's the same God, remains forever and ever, as Jesus said to his disciple, I'm going to be with you, never to leave you, not to forsake you, until the end of the age. Glory to Jesus and his honor and glory. So Job, when he got to this position where friends, even his beautiful wife and everything, kind of discouragement and stuff like that, he never gave up. And one of the great things that I like about the end of that book or scripture, Job said to his friends and everyone that were interested, he said, my ears have heard of him, but now my eyes have seen him. Back to that scripture. The Lord is my light and my salvation. When I read the scripture, one of the things that God revealed to me correctly is when God becomes your light, he makes you to see him much brighter and better. You know, any of us sitting here, if I could switch this thing up, many of us would be going, where are you? But when light reveals, things become more clearer to us. Is that Jesus for you today or for me? He makes me to see him and know that every circumstance that I go through, he's with me. And when you know him personally for yourself, and the Holy Spirit kind of open your eyes to see who the God is, you get more freedom. You are free. You fear nothing, no matter what comes your way. I tell people that I said, death means nothing to me. You know, when I was younger, I used to be so afraid of everything. And even when I get on plane, I was like, when the plane goes through, and then one day the Lord touched me and said, hey, who's in control? It's not a pilot. It's not anybody but God. But you have to reach the point where you see God and say to yourself, oh, I heard this so many times, but now I see who he is. And then freedom starts to come. Freedom starts to come. And when you are free, the Bible says, freed indeed, in Jesus you are free. And the second thing that I want to share with you in the scripture is, Christian, fear is a dangerous thing for your growth. Fear destroys the base that God has place in you. Fear will make you to leave your position in Jesus Christ. So the psalmist writes and wanted with a forceful instruction that when you know God and you know who he is, fear means nothing for you. As a believer, don't let fear to grab you, to do anything to you. Always remember that this God that we are talking about this morning, through Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, he's bigger than our fear. He conquers fear. In fact, fear is afraid of Jesus. True. He is. And fear becomes lesser when you call the name Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening to you. And I've learned this over and over and over and over and over. And I share with Christian because of the experience that I have. When death comes upon you, who do you turn to? Jesus. When things that you don't understand stand to conquer you, who you turn to? Jesus. Lastly, this morning, it said all of these things that we faced today, it shall come our ways. I'm not promising you a good thing because Jesus himself talked about it, that it's not going to be easy, because many times, Christian, when we are in Christ, we think that things should be better for us. But I have a simple thing that I tell Christian. I say, hey, as long as you and I are in this world, whatever happens to anyone, it is possible that it happens to you. And if something bad happened to me, for my attitude, I always look at myself and say, hey, I'm not the first person. Even if someone come to kill me, I'm not the first person that they're going to kill. It happened to someone before. But here's the secret. Whenever we go through things that we don't understand, hardship, good time, whatever, sickness or whatever, there's a word that I want to leave with you. That is, have confidence in God. Have confidence in him. Know that he's able to do all. Know that he's able to surround you and make you into that brave soldier, to make you into that soldier that is dying but still have that faith that God is in control, that God is able to do it, make it happen. Our confidence in God is not limited by any other thing. But Jesus Christ demonstrated it for us. You know what? I was preaching on Easter Friday. And the Lord, of all my message that I prepared and everything, I was standing there trying to make points. And then the Holy Spirit just packed me and boom. And then he put a word in my mouth and said, look, it is finished. It is finished. Your confidence in this God will keep you to the very end. And at the end of it, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. I'm pleased this morning as a pastor and humble servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he had kept me still. He had blessed me so much to be a blessing to so many people in Liberia. Since I met you and we started, we have fathered over 250 children in Liberia. And now we got new ones that we're trying to father and bring up in the things of God. And praise to God, 2 weeks ago, the government of Liberia recognized the Lord's Prayer Ministry as a safe home for all hurting children. And we are so proud to be recognized by the government and be able to help. What a great privilege it is that our God is so much in control of everything. So much in control of everything. You know what my prayer is every time? Lord Jesus, may I decrease while you increase. God bless you.
Thank you. D12 on the beat.
You want love, yo.
I don't know. Now what think I do, Papa? How you keep blessing me like this? You favor me like
and you
this.
Still keep
you
on
protecting me like this.
Yeah.
You sustaining me like this.
Yeah. I'm so grateful, grateful, God. Yeah.
Say, I don't know. Now what think I do, Papa?
So the first group of kids you saw, the little kids, those are the kids that were all trafficked. And now God rescued them. And now they are children. And there was a boy there that I forgot to tell you about. His name is, not Isaac, what's the other one? And there was one of them over there. Amara. Amara was raped by three men. And he's almost died. And we rescued him as well. And now he's a very, very good boy. And we pray that God is going to use him. He's well now and biking to the side of what the people did to him. Thank you.